And the idea of killer robots is an old staple of American sci-fi. Go back to Gort in The Day the Earth Stood Still. Of course, you have the Terminator. The examples are dozens and dozens. You can name them for yourself. But recently, killer robots and the fight against them aren't the thing of sci-fi anymore. They've grown real and a lot more serious. Last month, the Campaign to Stop Killer Robots launched in London. And today, a report calling for a global moratorium on lethal autonomous robotics will be presented to the UN Human Rights Council. Mark Bishop sits on the International Committee for Robot Arms Control. He's also a professor of cognitive computing at Goldsmiths University of London and chairs the Society for the Study of Artificial Intelligence and Simulation of Behavior. He joins us from London to explain the reality of killer robots and how to stop them. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
You sound all too real, and I'm happy for it. Mark, when people hear about killer robots, their mind is going to go to drones that are in the news so much. But drones aren't an example of killer robots. They have somebody on a joystick in Nevada or California driving it. That's not what you're talking about, right?
That's correct, yeah. We're particularly concerned about fully autonomous systems, where the human has been taken out of the control loop. What happens when you do that, you get a decrease in precision about what will happen to the weapon after it's been deployed, and potentially all sorts of unpleasant side effects that you haven't foreseen, such as escalation, unforeseen escalations of systems. So we're particularly concerned to try and ban fully autonomous weapon systems rather than the drone-type systems.
What are some examples of fully autonomous weapons that are already in use?
Well, the three fielder systems don't look particularly like the Terminator, the three ones that I can think of. And these all have an autonomous mode, but that mode can be switched on and off by a weapons officer. But once engaged, for example, you're probably aware of the Phalanx system, which is a close-in weapons system for defending ships against missiles. And it's, I believe, fielded on most, if not all, American Navy ships at the moment. And this is basically a very high-speed radar-controlled Gatling gun type device that operates at short range to automatically take out any incoming threats to the ship.
That's one good example. And, of course, I know that you're prepared for this question, but when you sort of look at the development of weapons technology, Mark Bishop, one might say that a landmine is an unsophisticated unmanned weapon. It sits under the ground, it goes click, it blows up, sort of the same thing as the Phalanx in a way.
The difference being is that the Phalanx seeks out and destroys particular targets that are coming in, whereas usually landmines are relatively passive devices. They're not usually actively engaged in selecting targets and then tracking them, intercepting them in the way that a Phalanx system would be.
I understand the difference. So what is it that you're really afraid of with these autonomous systems? Is it not a sci-fi dystopia where they become self-aware? It must be something different.
There's sort of two ways of looking at this. There's the threat of the sci-fi dystopia threat that's made popular by films like Terminator, and that's kind of predicated on the notion that a robot can have some sort of goal-directed behavior. The robot might want to take over the world, for example, or destroy the last human. And the science behind that is at best tenuous, and at worst, there are many people in the world who think that sort of situation can never happen. Even if we could, we're looking a long way down the line for something like that. And that's really not what people are getting alarmed at the moment. We're looking at systems like Phalanx, like the Israeli Harpy system, which is a system that you can fire and forget. And that's designed to take out and destroy, for example, radar installations. Or, for example, the CBU-97 intelligent cluster munition, which, once released, fires lots of submunitions which each track down particular radar profiles and seek to destroy them. Those are the sorts of devices we're interested in,
and primarily worried about, as I take it, a problem of escalation. Whereas the technology escalates, so does the danger from the weapons. And Mark Bishop from the International Committee on Robot Arms Control, we want to thank you for joining us. There is a new autonomous robotics moratorium being put before the UN Human Rights Council. Mark Bishop, thank you so much. Charging your victory, and now we're full of energy. We are the robots.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.